语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天周一的直播节目，看书有道 Reading makes a full man， 欢迎出我们今天的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, welcome to the show。
周丽老师好，今天是这个周一，我们带给大家一篇很有意思的文章，也非常有启发的意义，所以今天我们一起来读美文呢，要说一说一个主题，关于 good looking 颜值。
Yeah, we're going to talk about today about true beauty. What is being beautiful and how does it feel like to be ugly?
哎呀，我们既要说一说美，长得美是什么感觉，也要说一说长得不美，甚至说没有颜值是一种什么样的心情。
Yeah, it is true that being pretty is for everyone, I think, something you wish for, right? But what if you're just born, yeah, in a less good-looking way? Then what? Because in our world we live today, like, people, the first thing they judge you upon is your looks.
这种事情啊，说到颜值哈，我觉得大家应该会挺感兴趣的。事实证明确实如此，今天聊天区当中的很多朋友就这个话题已经产生了自己的讨论。有的人说人丑就要多读书啊，这虽然是一句笑谈，其实也有一种酸酸的无奈的意味。刚才朱迪老师说了，这个社会啊，在地球上，你只要在地球上，你就会陷入这样的一种评判当中，就是人们会根据你的外表来评断你。
Yes, and all the actors and singers we see on stage, these people are beautiful, successful, and rich. So people often see, they link being beautiful to being successful in life and to, yeah, being rich, of course. And who doesn't want to be rich, right?
对，在这样一个看脸的世界啊，虽然这是一句笑谈，但是其实挺残酷的。这就是一个看脸的世界，颜值带来的利益呢，是不言而喻的。我们看到了很多因漂亮而享受额外待遇的这些人，他们好像是成功了，貌似呢这是一个不公平的游戏规则啊！凭什么长得好的就可以快速的成功，这么快的得到一些既得利益，凭什么长得不好的就不可以呢？貌似不公的游戏规则，其实背后呢是一种公平，因为天赋啊是一个人生存和立足之本，也会直接影响一个人的自尊。就是说你长得好看不好看，它就是The something that you are born with, 是你与生俱来的。
Yeah, it's something you're born with and you cannot really change. But what you can change is the way you handle that, like the way you organize your life and develop your own talents. Like, suppose you're ugly, right? But that doesn't mean you don't have talents. Every person has a special talent. And what if you're...pretty, yeah? Then, of course, you can get a job maybe quicker than ugly people, you can become successful and rich. But what if you get old? And what if you lose your beauty? Then you didn't really have a lot of time to think about your talents, what they are, and you didn't really took the time, or yeah, wasn't given the time, to actively develop those talents. So...Ugly people actually have the benefit of more time to develop their own talents. And eventually that leads to more self-confidence.
朱迪老师这个观点呢，非常的有两面性啊。我们今天呢，谈颜值这个问题。就是说呢，其实我们预设的这个情况就是说，如果你的颜值是没有那么好，或者只是一般般 plain looking, 这个时候你要去怎么样把握你自己的生活。尤其是呢，在你因为你的颜值不高而受到了别人的否定之后，你的日子还过不过啊？还要不要继续生活呀？啊，长得不好就不活了吗？是不是？
Yeah.
你肯定还要享受另外的一种方法去生活在这个世界上，去获得世界对你的认可。
And of course, that is easier said than done, because what if people actively say to you that you're ugly, or at least let you notice in a way?That you are ugly or less pretty than someone else, then it's difficult to keep persevering in like realizing your own dreams and wishes for the future, because yeah, it's really nasty that people always look at the outside, right?
就是说在这个世界的规则没有办法改变的情况下啊，作为一个颜值不怎么样的人，你怎么样子会有一种自己的思考，或者是你怎么样去发掘你的努力。其实我个人觉得呢，一个人的天赋哈，包括像长得好这样的，他天赋呢是分一种显性天赋和隐性天赋。长得好呢就是显性天赋，它可以方便你呢更快速的去获取一种奖赏，或者是咱们世俗呢所认为的成功。但是呢，人也有一些隐性的天赋，那这种隐性天赋呢需要人用更长的时间去发掘运用，以创造更高的价值，而且这种东西呢也能够更加长久的去承载人格的厚重。
Yeah.
所以听到这里你会觉得哦，有的人是利用了显性天赋去获取成功，那如果你没有显性天赋，不意味着你没有隐性天赋。所以说啊，咱们所认为的颜值高自尊就高，成就就高，而颜值低自尊低成就就低，其实可能是一种假象。这世界上有很多 brave persons， 很多勇敢的人，他们根本不甘心于受难于世俗的看脸规则，反而会非常努力的去挖掘隐性天赋，挑战规则，而这样的人往往就活出了属于自己的精彩，对不对？
Yeah， and yeah， it's more often like when people criticize you for being not as beautiful or not being very pretty， that says more about them than about you。
对
，Remember that，
在今天的文章当中呢，标题叫做 A Beautiful Life， 还是一种精彩的、美好的生活啊。这篇文章呢，讲的是作者是一个女孩啊， yeah. 一个女性。小的时候啊，她哥哥呢说了一句话，让这个成长中的她呢非常痛苦的发现了自己外表的真相。原来我是一个不漂亮的人，这是她的哥哥、
yeah.
brother 的一句话。然后呢，他也知道了自己以后啊，再也不可能成为漂亮的人了啊。（括号这里人家没有想过以后轰轰烈烈的去整容什么之类的，没想过，他就觉得注定了我不能成为漂亮的人。）所以呢，在经历了种种因为颜值不佳经历的冷遇带来的自尊的挫败之后，他开始找新的方式，他要努力过上另一种能够受人认可的生活。
Yeah, the story you're going to read today is about a girl.Who is not really pretty. And she tells her life story really about how she developed herself despite that she might be not as good looking as other people. It's a very dramatic story and a bit sad, and it's written in a kind of poetic style. The sentences you will hear, which we're going to read today,They contain a lot of idioms, a lot of poetic expressions to capture the feeling she had at that time.
因为写的是自己的内心的活动、
yeah.
真实的经历，所以这篇文章呢让人有读下去的欲望。
Yeah,
虽然不长，但是还很有味道。像朱迪老师说，有一种 poetic 诗一样的语言。
Yeah, like from as I read here, this woman or girl is.Very, very talented indeed. But you should imagine she sits on the opposite side of your table and tells her life story. Like the way how she dealt with being ugly since childhood. And yeah, it's like the experiences she tells are very sad a bit, but they also speak of a lot of courage and a lot of wisdom in them.
对，虽然说呢，一看上去开始小小的对幼小的心灵来说有些残酷，但是慢慢的我们看他的这个内心是怎么来进行转变的。好，我们来进入到今天的片段学习 ，A Beautiful Life。这里的 Beautiful 是打了一个引号的，看到没有哈？所以它指的是另外的一种美好的生活。
When I was 7 years old.I would put my school book bag on both my shoulders and had it sit plump in the middle of my back, as backpacks were made to do. One morning, when it was so frigid outside you could barely muster getting out of bed, my older brother joined me at the bus stop and told me I was wearing my backpack wrong. He grabbed it, tossed it over my right shoulder with both straps on the same side and said,There, that's better.
第一句话 ,When I was 7 years old, 事情发生的背景是在我7岁那一年，刚刚上小学不久啊。
Yeah, very young.
哎，很年轻。 然后呢，这个时候内心还是比较脆弱的，对这个世界的认识呢还没有完全的展开。 I would put my school book back. School book back 就是书包嘛。
Yeah.
书包，我会怎么样来背我的书包吗？ On both my shoulders， 在我的两个肩上，就是用双肩来背书包。小学生不都是这样的吗？
Yeah, like it's on the yeah, plump is really like right in the middle of your back. That's yeah, plump is really like something is positioned plump in the middle of something.
接下来看到这句话就会出现了这样一个单词叫 plump, and had it said plump in the middle of my back. 这是一种什么样的场景呢？我们来理解一下。 Had it 就是让这个包包呢 sit 坐在哪儿呢？Plump 就有点像是陷落的意思。
Yeah, it's right in the middle of something.
它就是正好在中央啊，落在正中央叫 plump. Plump in the middle of my back, 在我背的中央，就是说呢，让我的这个双肩的背包啊，正好处在我背部的正中央。不都这么背吗？是吧
？Yeah, we all do that, right? Like I carry my backpack like that. But imagine this.A seven-year-old girl with a big school book bag, like on her back, like with right on her back. That looks a bit, yeah, cute in a way, but imagine that girl is not really pretty. Then it's not really cute, then it just looks a bit clumsy, a little bit, yeah, not cool.
小女孩又背了一个双肩包，包呢比人看着还重一下哈，然后看着有点傻傻笨笨的样子，是不是？ As backpacks were made to do, backpacks 就是咱们所说的双肩包，这个是一个很实用的词汇，要学习一下。Backpacks were made to do, made to do 就是他们天生就应该这么背的，他们做来就是应该这么背的，是不是？
Yeah, like backpacks are made to be on your back.
就是在你的包包肩后面了、yeah. 这样背着。好了，事情来了。One morning, 有一天早上。When it was so frigid outside. 一说到 frigid 这个单词，现在是大冬天，同学们都有感受。Frigid, 寒风萧瑟。
Well, I think everyone here experienced frigid circumstances, especially in Beijing winter.It's extremely, extremely cold weather.
冷极了。
Yeah, that's frigid.
哎，冷极了。So frigid outside. 我们又学会了一个表示冬天的词儿，形容冬天的萧瑟，寒风刺骨。You could barely master getting out of bed. 后两个词我们都会，这个叫 barely master 是什么意思？
Okay, barely means that you hardly or almost don't or almost not are able to do something.
几乎
Yeah. And muster is to work really hard to get courage or like to finally be able to do an effort. Like if you muster to pass your exam, that means you study hard toPass your exam.
Master 的意思呢，就是聚集极大的勇气，
yeah,
鼓起极大的勇气。
It's like gathering courage to do something.
所以这句话呢，你几乎是要聚集极大的勇气 getting out of bed 来起床。意思就是说，他几乎冷到你都根本不想起床了。这个大家每天都有感觉，一到冬天的时候。
Yes, everyone wants to stay in bed, so you really have to like.Kick yourself out of bed, like almost.
北方还好啦，这个南方这要是起个床，好家伙，等于把自己扔进了冰窟窿。这个时候呢 ，my older brother, 我哥 joined me at the bus stop. 啊，我哥呢跟我一起在这个车站的等车。啊 ，joined me 就跟我一块儿吧。And told me I was wearing my backpack wrong. 哥哥就说呀 ，I was wearing my backpack wrong. 我的双肩包呢？I wear it wrong. 我背错了。
Yeah, he said you're not wearing your backpack right. Like, you should wear your backpack different. And he said that, of course, because you looked a bit like, yeah, clumsy and not, yeah, not cool.
哎，你说双肩包不就是这么背的吗？不这么背怎么背啊？我们想象一下小的时候，回忆一下，你是怎么背双肩包的？要么就背一个肩带。
Well, it is true. Like, if.In my country, if someone wears a backpack, as it should be worn on the back, on the, yeah, really straight on your back, like heavy with books. Everyone says you look stupid and you look like a small school kid and just clumsy. We all, in like when we're from 16 to 21, we all just wear it on one side because that looks more adult, more cool, more sophisticated.
Oh, yeah,
but here in China, I see like, yeah, adults also walking with both straps, like just as a backpack should be worn. But yeah, in the Netherlands, nah, no, it's not really done.
其实这个部分在荷兰还是在中国，对于青少年来讲，他们对于时尚的一些理解也很可能就是，也很可能会在他们自己的书包上的怎么背书包的方式上而体现出来。所以老老实实的背双肩书包的显得有点傻傻的笨笨的，
yeah.
啊，书呆子。但如果你要换一种方式，比如说背一根肩带啊，或者是两个放在一块背啊，就显得好像更有型一些，更酷一些，是不是？
Yeah, you just look more cool.
所以哥哥就说我这么背包呢是错的，然后他就 grab it, grab 就是抓了一下伸手就把它抓过来。
Yeah, to grab something is to take something with both hands very quickly.
哥哥就抓过来，然后还 toss it over my right shoulder.
Yeah, to toss means that you throw something with a quick, light motion. Like you don't really do a lot of effort.
有点像掷、扔或者是摇什么样的东西。
Yeah.
就 toss it over my right shoulder. 就一下子就把这个我的这个右肩啊，就 toss it over my right shoulder， 用什么呢？ With both straps on the same side， straps 就是那个肩带，那两条肩带都在一边，意思就是说他把书包和两侧的背带呢都 toss it， 都甩到我的右肩上了，他要我那么去背包包。
Yeah, the straps are like the two cloth materials that are tied to your backpack to keep your backpack on your back.But in this case, her brother took both straps and he placed them on the same side, on her right side of her, on one shoulder.
哥哥给他整理了一下，让他弄得更好看了一些。然后哥哥就说 ，There, that's better. 哎，看，这就好多了。哎，你说哥哥弄就弄吧，后面还加了一句话，就是这句话改变了他的人生。哥哥说 ，Then he said,
"You're not pretty, so you have to try harder, okay?"
你长得又不漂亮。所以你要更加努力，明白吗？就是说，你既然颜值不高，你就要在别的方向穿着打扮上要让自己好看一点，他就这个意思。
Yeah, do more your best to look prettier.
七岁听到这样的话，七岁的人也是有自尊心的啊，
yeah.
也是有自尊的。
If you hear this as a seven-year-old child, this can be very traumatizing. Like you don't really realize what is pretty and what is ugly, but then someone like your brother with like a certain authority over you says that you are ugly.
那个时候你都还不清楚美和丑到底是个什么样的概念，到底什么叫长得好长得不好，就是哥哥就把你一下归类到你长得丑这个行业里面去了啊，可想而知这个自尊肯定是受到很大的打击。这个时候 I stayed smile 这段
I stayed smiling because even at a young age, I understood the importance of pretending not to have emotions. In my household, it was a matter of survival. But what he said crushed me.
I stayed smiling. 就是我的笑容呢，就 stay 在那个地方了，凝固了。Because even at a young age...因为即便是在青少年时期 I understood the importance of pretending to not have emotions. 即便在青少年时期我也明白了也知道了 pretend not to have emotions, 假装不露声色的重要性。
Yeah, pretending is like to act as if you feel or say something or you are something, but it's not true. Not to have emotions is like justStay smiling, just pretending you're not affected by anything.
In my household, household 就是家庭，在我的家庭当中呢 ，it was a matter of survival， 因为这是一种生存的技能。
Yeah,
if 你不要表达自己的情感。
If something is a matter of something, then something is needed to do something. So in this case, having no emotions is needed to survive.
就说我外表上是不露声色的，但是 what he said crushed me。 crushed 这个单词基本上就是把你碾成渣渣，崩溃了。
Yeah, to be crushed is to feel very unhappy or upset because of something。
这个时候他真的是彻底的崩溃了。接下来我们看事情怎么发展。
Soon thereafter, I started picking up on the signs one receives when they aren't attractiveThis was made more complicated because I had a lot of friends and people who, for the most part, liked me. I was good at sports. I had various musical talents, and up until life completely fell apart at home, I was a good student. I was also a fighter, so people didn't dare make fun of me overtly, at least before growth spurts kicked in.And the playing field was still even.
Soon thereafter, 就是此后了。Thereafter, 此后以后不久呢。I started picking up on the signs. Picking up at the signs, 就是我开始去关注那些，去提取那些标志，那些 signs 反应。什么反应呢？ One receives when they are not attractive. 就是那些低颜值的人们啊，被怎么对待的那种反应。我就开始去关注，哎，人们对低颜值的人到底是怎么反应的呢？ This was made more complicated. 可是呢，这个却变得更加的复杂了。为什么呢？因为 I had a lot of friends and people who, for the most part, liked me. 因为我有很多的朋友和家人啊。For the most part, 就是大部分的时候呢。
Yeah, in general, they liked me.
总体来说他们还是挺喜欢我的、
yeah.
并没有因为说我长得不怎么样就不喜欢我了。
Yeah, I had many friends, she says, and yeah, that's made it more complicated to notice, to pick up on the signs that people thought I was not attractive.
因为他没有一个 object perspective,
yeah.
他没有个客观的视角了，所以他搞不清楚，搞得很迷惑哈。I was good at sports. 我擅长体育。 I had various musical talents. 我还有各种音乐的天赋。同时呢 and up until life completely fell apart at home. 直到呢生活是 fell apart, 又是来了一个词叫崩溃以及支离破碎。
Yeah, if life falls apart, then life is chaos. Life is just suddenly changed into like disaster, like...、Yeah.She couldn't make sense of it anymore.
Up until 就是直到我的家庭生活呀，是 at home, 家庭生活是 fell apart, 支离破碎之前呢， I was good student, 我都是一个很好的学生啊，乖乖女。 I was also a fighter, 我也比较的好强， a fighter, so people did not dare make fun of me overly. 所以人们呢也不大敢说 overly, 公然的 make fun of me, 开我的玩笑。表面上不敢欺负你。
Yeah, overtly means in public or easily to notice. So people didn't really dare to make fun of her in public, like, yeah, or that she would notice it.
At least before growth spurts. Growth spurts. 你看这个词 ，growth 就是成长。
Yeah.
Spurt 有点像萌芽的意思。
Yeah, a growth spurt is something that many children experience, like all children actually, I hope, that between their, yeah, like, it's like a short time period that they suddenly grow very fast.
就是那种发育青春期的发育高峰叫 growth spurt, 突然间你迎来青春期。啊、
yeah.
你开始出现一些体征，开始进入一种成熟的阶段。
Yeah, it's usually in puberty as well, like from 13 to 17 or something.
13到17岁左右、
yeah.
啊、开始。但在这样之前呢 ,kicked in 就是开始
started.
Before 青春期发育高峰之前呢 the playing fields were still even. Playing fields 就是那种玩耍的场所，意思就是说这种玩耍的场所生活还是 even, 还是比较公平的。
Yeah, if the playing field is even, that's an expression to say that everyone is treated equally. That is what it means. It's an English expression.
对，青少年的时候呢，还说不因为颜值遭到太多的什么诟病之类的哈，不公平的待遇，还算是公平的。接下来这一段。
Mostly,I paid for not being conventionally attractive by being ignored or not included in moments the many moments attractive people experience.
大多数时候，甚至说是很多时候。 I paid for not being. Paid for 就是我要付出一些什么样的东西。
Yeah, like that you suffer for something.
我要遭受一些什么东西。Yeah. I paid for being conventionally attractive.
Yeah, conventionally is something like a standard, like something that most people accept or use as a standard, like
老套的。
Yeah,
我就是遭受那种非常老套的 attractive by being for not being conventionally attractive by being ignored. 通过什么方式呢？通过被人忽略。
Yeah, but if you're being ignored, people pretend you're not there or that they don't see you or hear you.
这句话的意思就是说我老是因为没有高颜值而被人无情地忽略了。
Yeah, because I was not pretty in the traditional way or in the conventional way.
因为我不是传统意义上的那种吸引人的人。
Yeah, like because I didn't meet the standards of being beautiful.
因为我达不到人家世俗的那种颜值的标准，所以我被无情的忽略了。
Yeah.
甚至是呢 not included in the moments. 而且就压根就无法经历那样的一些 moments 时刻。什么时刻呢？The many moments attractive people experience.
Yeah, imagine like you all have the WeChat moments function, I'm sure. So on that, in your Pengyou trend, you only place the pictures of your moments, right? Like your good times with friends or just like happy things, like your graduation, you pass an exam or something like that.
对。就是那些时刻，那些有高颜值的人所经历的时刻，走到哪儿都被赞扬到哪儿啊，走到哪儿都是称颂、赞扬、被讨好等等等等，被照顾等等等等各方面。所以，作为一个有自尊、有能力的人来讲，颜值上要是没有给他足够的奖励和赞赏的话，很可能这样的人会走上另外一个极端。
Yeah.She was not included in those moments at all.
他比如接下来他举了例子说，比如说他是怎么样经历过这些历程的。
Many times I walked into a room with all of my friends and witnessed them receiving compliments. Everyone except me. It's not that people look at you say, "My God, you're incredibly ugly. Tell me,How do you not kill yourself? It's how you can stand next to an attractive person and the people around you, even the unattractive ones themselves, will say, Whoa, your friend is pretty. Look at her. Have you ever seen a girl so pretty?
这就是鲜明的对比，没有对比就没有伤害。Many times, 很多次，无数次 I walked into a room.我呢走进一间房间 with all of my friends 和所有的朋友一起走进去 and witness 见证亲眼看见他们 them receiving compliments 接受别人的赞美
Yeah, if you receive a compliment then someone says something to you that is yeah, that you have done something well or that you areVery good at something, like oh you're so beautiful, or oh you did so well.
Compliment 这个单词就是赞美，人人都在接受赞美 ，everyone except me. 哎，你说那么多人，一个人接受赞美倒也就罢了，十个人有九个都在接受赞美，唯独没有我。
Yeah, only she did not receive any compliments.
所以她这个颜值确实哈，好。It's not that people look at you say.还不是说那样的一种情况，就是人们看着你，然后说 ，Oh my God, you are incredibly ugly。人们倒是也没说啊，天哪，看看你真是丑啊啊啊 ！Tell me, how do you not kill yourself？ 你咋还活着呢？啊，你咋没把自己弄死呢？就人们也没有说这么刻薄的对你说。
Yeah, it's not that people so directly said to her like, Oh my God, you're.Super ugly. Like how do you survive this? Like how do you cope with this?
你简直真是丑翻了哈！这个叫金木水火你啊，生旦净末你，就是到这种地步了。
Luckily, people were not that direct, but they were more sneaky, more indirect.
虽然不直接，但人们对他颜值的那种鄙夷也是表露出来了。It's how you can stand next to an attractive person. 关键是是你站在美女或者是帅哥的旁边。 And the people around you, 人们都围着你。 Even the unattractive ones themselves, 甚至那些毫不起眼的人，他们都会说 Wow, your friend's pretty. 哇，你的朋友好漂亮啊。 Look at her, 看看她。 Have you ever seen a girl so pretty? 还有谁能美过她呢？
Yeah, and this is a kind of painful situation as you describe that now. Like, imagine you're super fat and all the people around you are very skinny. And then one fat person or one skinny person comes to you and says, Oh, look, she's very thin, right? Like, that kind of hurts, I think. That you, like, it's an indirect way of saying you are different.
对。还不是说直接说你丑哭了，他直接就把你忽略了。
Yeah.
这种是更难受的。女孩子在年轻的时候啊，都遭遇过别人说自己不好看呐、
yeah.
说自己肥呀、说自己这那的呀，所以导致自己对自我形象的认知呢出现了一些问题。
Yeah.
女孩子都有过这种经历，是不是？
Yeah, it can be very, especially for women, unfortunately, it can be very, traumatizing for women to hear these kind of things, like, especially in this kind of sneaky ways that people let them notice you, that you, like, to give you the feeling that you're not part of them.
对，尤其是长相很一般的女孩子，再加上这个社会的大潮呢，又裹挟着来扑向你，涌向你。其实你自己还没有建立一套审美标准的时候，他就把你给淹没了。这个时候你完全找不到自己的方向和位置在哪里，你对自己没有客观的认识，所以你肯定就要跟着别人去怎么提升颜值的，你就要怎么去弄哈。
Yeah.
别人怎么去整的，你就要怎么跟着去，同样去弄。
I think that by this point she had the feeling that no one really wanted her and that she didn't really fit in with anyone. That's very lonely.
很 lonely 的感觉，就是他当时是处于一种很 lonely 的感觉。同学们在聊天室当中说，所以嘛，不要跟美女做朋友，不要跟美女做闺蜜，不要跟美女合照。你看大家都很有经验，说明都经历过心灵的小伤害。
Yeah, I think so. But that's pretty difficult, right? Like, what if you genuinely like a friend that is more pretty than you.
哎 ,Judy 老师虽然是个大美女哈，她身边的朋友都长得挺好看的，我发现。
Really?
朋友圈里你的那些朋友长得都还挺好看的。
Yeah, I think all my girlfriends are pretty, for sure. That's true, that's true. But like, every girl is pretty, for sure.
真是有点奇怪啊，他们那圈里都挺好看的，都是美女扎堆的啊。好，接下来我们看，她又开始有新的收获了。
It took me...Being observant and honest to see I didn't belong. It took studying the aesthetics in photos taken by my friends and knowing something wasn't quite right. It's a lack of pride, you know, would be there if you would be just be prettier or sexier. Is that you simply know that no matter what you do, sounds literal, plastic surgery,You will never belong to a certain club.
开始了，这个人呢心很细啊、
yeah.
也容易很敏感，容易被伤害。 It took me being observant and honest to see I didn't belong. It took me being observant. 就是呢
I had to be observant.、
Oh, 我必须得学会察言观色 observant. 另外呢诚实来干嘛呢来知道 I didn't belong, 来知道我注定啊就不合主流。
Yeah, I didn't belong, it's like I didn't belong to a certain group of people. But this is like where the poetic style of the essay kicks in, that like imagine a person tells you a very sad story, yeah? Then that person starts like to cry and become emotional and that kind of things.Then that person probably won't finish sentences correctly.、
Mm.
But that also kind of captures the entire feeling. And exactly that feeling of just having no words to express her sadness, that's what she wants to put here down in her text. So if you read this without knowing the paragraphs before this, then it sounds like this is just wrong English, but it's not. It's a poetic style of writing to emphasize that she's so sad.
读到这两句话的时候，我们会觉得有点怪怪的，这个句子好像像没有正常的写完一样。朱莉老师告诉我们，这就是作者他的文采展现的地方所在了。作为一个内心和自尊受到伤害的人，像一个很委屈的人一样，他的句子没有办法做得很完整和漂亮，就像他的人一样是充满着残缺的，好像你觉得这儿缺个胳膊那儿缺个腿一样。 It took me being observant and honest to see I didn't belong. It took studying the
aesthetics
in photos taken by my friends and knowing something wasn't quite right. 一个排比，也只是我呢要 It took studying 都不完整哈，这句子实际上是让我呢去研究我朋友们照片当中的那种
Aesthetics
那种美学哦，我才发现 knowing something wasn't quite right， 才发现有些事情好像并不是正确的东西。
Yeah, because she didn't really had a lot of objective opinions about herself around her, because she did have a lot of friends and a lot of people who liked her, like not really people who directly would say to her, okay, you're ugly, butSo, yeah, she had to be honest and observant to find out that, indeed, she was ugly.
一方面她承认事实，我不合主流，另一方面她去看那些美人的照片里面到底有什么样的东西是真正美的。
Yeah.
她去研究美学，她发现了说 it's lack of pride, you know, would be there if you were just prettier or sexier.
Yeah.She just explains here, like, she realized that she was ugly. She realized that she didn't meet the aesthetics, like, she didn't, apply to the opinions about what real beauty is. And then she kind of says that she doesn't have a certain kind of pride other people would have.
对，就是说，如果你仅仅是 prettier,更加姿色是更上一层楼，或者是 sexier 更加就是性感尤物吧。
Yeah.
说你的这方面的再好，但是 it's a lack of pride。如果你缺乏那种油然而生的自信或自豪感的话，他说这也不是真正的美学。他认为
，Yeah, if she says if I was prettier or sexier, then I would have pride. Then I would be proud.
哎，这不就是我们现在流行所说的那个词吗？叫主要看气质，主要看气质。It's that you simply know that no matter what you do， 这是什么事情呢？是仅仅是你明白，无论你怎么样去改变。
Yeah, you like it doesn't matter what you do. Like it's not important what you do. It won't affect any other thing.
后面这句话是什么意思？
Sans littoral. Sans is a French word. It's borrowed from French. Sans means without. Literal means literally, like that you really, really do something or say something. Plastic surgery. Now we all know what plastic surgery is, I think, because you look at Korean people and those kind of things. So sans littoral plastic surgery.Actually means unless you do plastic surgery.
Sounds literal. 法语，你看老师不讲，你肯定读不懂啊。它的意思你不用纠结，就是除了的意思。
嗯，
除非你去做 plastic surgery 整形 ，you will never belong to a certain club. 你永远不会属于高颜值的团体。
Yeah.
啊，这是他已经充分明白的道理了。就是说，在颜这条路上嘛，肯定是走不通了。
Yeah.
接下来。
But here is where I throw you a curveball. My being unattractive hasn't stopped me from living the other side's life. Most people never figure out how to navigate this world I live in. I will just tell you, I rejected the rules of the beautiful and learned how to make them work for me.
现在呢？这句话很好 ，Where I throw you a curveball， 我扔给你一个 curve 球。
Yeah，
这啥意思
？That's an expression to say I do something or I say something that will surprise you all. That is very unexpected.
哦，现在我要语出惊人了。
Yeah.
I'll throw you a curveball， 我要说点不一样的东西了。My being unattractive， 我的这个不出众的相貌啊 hasn't stopped me from living the other side's life， 并不能阻止我去活出生活的另一面。
Yeah, like my unattractiveness, my ugliness hasn't stopped me from living a beautiful life.
Most people never figure out how to navigate this world I live in. 大多数人啊都没有 figure out 找出或者是聪明的找出 how to navigate this world 的方式。 Navigate 以前我们学过了，就相当于在海上去导航一样。
Yeah,
去掌控这个世界
to find,
找出方向。
Yeah, to find your direction, to find your goal, to move through life。
许多人在我的这种境地呢都不知道如何再去掌握自己人生以后的方向了。
Yeah, like she says here that most people, they struggle with their unattractiveness and try to figure out how to deal with that in life. Like, I mean, we all know there are thousands of people who go on a diet or who want to go on to plastic surgery or pay fortunes to makeup or to clothes, etc.
这个掌控人生的方向啊，跟颜值没有关系啊。这颜值长得好长得不好的人很多都是不知道怎么掌控自己方向的、所以他就说很多人像我一样境界的人也不知道怎么去掌控自己的方向。 I'll just tell you 我想告诉你的就是 I rejected the rules of the beautiful.
Yeah, I did not accept the rules of the beautiful anymore.
我拒绝了有颜世界的规则 and learned how to make them work for me. 而且呢还让他们来为我服务。
Yeah, she used the rules of the beautiful in her benefit. Like, she learned how to use the rules of the beautiful for her own good.
接下来
I decided I would shoot out of my league. I made friends and dated people I shouldn't be allowed to date. I stepped over the line. I surrounded myself with individuals who are more educated, prettier, or smarter than me.Even in the face of people saying, quite literally, they are out of your league.
这就是不甘心处于这种、是吧不受认可的状态，然后自己呢非要找出一条路来。 I decided, 于是我决定了 I would shoot out of my league.
Yeah, if you shoot out of your league, then you do something that other people wouldn't expect from you because you have a certain social position or status. Your league...It's like your category of people.
你的圈子。
Yeah.
那 shoot out of 你的圈子就是要跳出你的圈子。
Yeah.
或者扩展你的圈子。自动把这个人归类为长得好看的人、长得一般的人、长得丑的人。所以长得丑的你就是长得丑的这个圈子里的。
Yeah. She did something like not in her league.
他就说我偏不是吧我偏不待在我的圈子里。I made friends and dated people I shouldn't be allowed to date.那我专门就跟那些我以前觉得不能交朋友的人交朋友啊，和以前觉得不能约会的人约会，这样。I stepped over the line. 哎呀，这个词哦 ，step over， 我越过了那条线。
Yeah, if you step over the line, that means you break a rule, like either a rule of someone else or of yourself. But it's not a rule like you cannot steal or you cannot kill someone. No, it's like a rule you have.Like, okay, I cannot eat chocolate. Then, like, if you overstep the line, then you eat a chocolate.
其实什么线啊？根本就没有什么线，就是人脑子里产生的线。
Yeah, yeah, it's usually like people have a lot of lines for themselves, but other people unconsciously also have lines for other people, especially when it comes to, yeah, dating people or being friends with people.
这些线都是人自己造出来的。把你分到这个种类那个圈子、那个层次然后我自己呢就越过了那条线 I step over the line I surrounded myself with individuals 我的周围啊哎呀全是那种 who are more educated 比我更有学识 prettier 更漂亮更聪明 smarter than me、全是比我厉害的因为 in the face of people saying quite literally 即便是 in the face of people就人是当面告诉我哈
yeah,
实事求是的告诉我说
even when meeting those people in the face of doing something in the face of something means that you do something while you encounter difficulties or yeah, criticism
即便是人们直截了当、实事求是的告诉我说 ，They are out of your league， 他们可不是你的圈子里的人呢。即便人们这么说的时候，我也不介意，我也反正我就想清楚了，我想明白了。
Yeah, like,
我就要 shoot out of my league。
I may not technically be the smartest or most beautiful person, but I run with those who are. I become by association. Even a touch of such, even at a lower rank, beautiful. I buck the system.
最后这句话很有力量。I may not technically be the smartest. Technically 的意思就是说那种理论上说
yeah, like on paper, like if you take the aesthetics, like the beauty standards that are yeah, familiar to everyone, then yes, I am not attractive.
就理论上说呢，我肯定就不是那种 smartest 最聪明的
yeah,
or most beautiful person 也不是最漂亮的，但是都没有关系，因为 I run with those who are, 因为我和这些人一起在前进。
Yeah.
一起在进步，在奋斗。
I surround myself with, I have a lot of contact with, that is, I run with, I do a lot of activities with.
所以你交什么朋友，决定了你以后会达到什么样的境界或地步，是吧？
Yeah.
咱说这话意思也不是说他非得就去抱什么大腿呀、啊，或者是结交权贵啊之类的。一般结交权贵的，你不是那个富贵的层次，你也上不去，是不是？就是说，一般的普通的人择友来讲啊，基本上要选择品行好的，是吧？然后呢，这个有那种有这个奋斗目标的励志的，有正能量的。I run with those people who are. I become by association. 这个 association 就是互动连接、
yeah. by connections. Yeah, I become.Through my connections, beautiful.
就是通过跟这些人在一起生活啊，一起工作、
yeah.
一起接触 even a touch of such, 哪怕是那么有一点点的那种一点点的接触或者一点点的提升
Yeah, like a touch of something means to be as good as someone or something. That's a touch of.
Even at a lower rank.
Even at the lower rank I was in, I became as good as them. That's what it means.
就是说，哪怕我有一点点的提升，哪怕我仍然没有那么漂亮 ，a lower rank 在后面是破折号 beautiful.
Yeah.
哪怕我仍然没有漂亮，但是 I buck the system.
Yeah, I buck the system. It's really like slang. Like it's really a saying. Like I don't care anymore.I just do my own thing. I don't care anymore what other people say.
我踢爆了这个规则，或者是我无视这个规则。
Yeah.
我无视这个潜规则，我才不管了呢。最后一段。
To do so, yes, means you may be painfully aware of what you are and will never be. You will be defined by what you have the nerve to aim at being. In doing so,You will challenge and question what smart is. You will not be generic or predictable. Attractive is only what we define it to be. Don't pigeonhole yourself so quickly. Live the life you want to live, even if you didn't win the genetic lottery.
To do so, 如果像这样一来的话means you may be painfully aware of what you are. 也许呢，你会就是更加痛苦的 aware of 意识到你自己的真相、
yeah.
就 what you are 你颜值的真相
yeah,
你会更痛苦
painful,
对、yeah. 因为你周围全是那些比你聪明比你漂亮、
yeah.
比你那个等于你就从了他们你知道吗、就是、你很不这个但是你就跟他们在一起你就是更加痛苦的发现你的真相就不是那样的人、you are and you will never be 而且你永远可能也不能成为那种漂亮的人
Yeah, more painful.
You will be defined by what you have the nerve to aim at being.
Yeah, like what you are, like you will be defined what you are will be like clear from what you aim at, like what you want to be, what you have the nerve for to want to be. The nerve means the courage. So if you have the nerve to aim
high
at being very famous or being very good at something, then that is what defines you.
注意这句话啊，是一个他很大的心得。You will be defined. 你将会怎么定义你自己啊？是根据你前进的目标来定义你自己的。Your nerve to 一种勇气，什么勇气呢 ？Aim at being. 你想成为什么的勇气？你想前进什么样的目标？这个东西会定义你，而不是你的长相来定义你。In doing so, 如此一来 ，you will challenge and question what smart is.你将会挑战和质疑什么是真正的聪慧 smart.
You will not be generic.
什么意思
Generic is something that is of or relating to a whole group of people or a whole group of a class.
就是你就不是一个整体性的了、
yeah.
你就会变成一个个例
Yeah, not normal.
or predictable. Predictable 就是可以预见的
Yeah.
就说你也将不会你将成为一个非等闲之辈了，既无法预测，又是一个个例，你将变得独特。
Yeah.
Attractive is only what we define it to be. 美丽呢，有魅力呢，仅仅是我们自己给予的一个定义罢了。
Yeah, and this is so true. Like, a 100 years ago, all the beauty standards were different than today, right? So, attractive is only a word.Actually, like, it's only a word where people give a certain meaning to. And then if the majority of people agrees to that meaning, then it becomes the attractive standard. But that changes over time, too.
美丽标准呢，美丽的标准是在实时变化的。
Yeah.
而且你也永远不知道下一个时代美丽的标准会变成什么。Don't pigeonhole yourself.
Yeah, if you pigeonhole yourself, you say...Oh, that's such a cool job, but yeah, I'm too stupid for that. I really cannot do that. Or, oh, wow, I really want to study math. But, you know, yeah, like, it's too high for me. I don't even try because I'm so stupid. That is to pigeonhole yourself. Like, to talk low about yourself.
不要那么快的给自己泼冷水，或者说不要那么快的给自己归类、定义。
Yeah.
不要说动不动就把自己归类到人丑就要多读书。那种行列里头去，这是真的是没必要的。你何必作茧自缚呢 ？Live the life you want to live。你要做的事情就是想过什么生活就过什么生活。Even if you didn't win the genetic lottery， 即使你没有赢到基因的彩票。
Yeah, like a genetic lottery is also an expression in English we often use. Genetic is like related to genes, like your genes determine how you look like.And then a lottery is just randomly people are chosen and they get something. Like imagine there's a lottery of pretty noses and if you win the genetic lottery, you get the prettiest nose. That's what it means.
这个女孩她如果生在这个我们这个时代的话她也不会去做网红是不是、
mm-hmm.
连朱迪老师都知道网红。这个就是说呢她没有选择去在外表上去改变自己。
Yeah.
因为他觉得那个东西改变不了的，但现在这个年代好像外表也是可以改变的。
Yeah, like the benefit of not being pretty as pretty is defined is that you have more time to develop your personal talents and to have a longer lasting base where you can like build your self confidence on.
对，这个所谓的自信啊，英文当中说叫 build confidence， 就是你要把它建造起来的。
Yeah.
建造起来，哎，因为颜值带来的自信呢，它是非常快速的，是人家第一眼就能够看到的，给你奖赏的，就会给你一种 build your confidence。
Yeah, and
但实际上，真正的 confidence 是要你自己去把它 build 起来的，通过你自己的才能、努力，发挥你的才华，把这个 confidence 给构建起来。
Yeah, and like we know that a lot of beautiful people, once they get older, they all run to the plastic surgery and they all do everything to stay looking beautiful, which is quite impossible eventually. But like that says something about their self-confidence. Like without their pretty face or pretty bodies, they are often not so much anymore.
人都知道嘛，不能把这个价值建立在快速易逝的东西上面，都要建立在一种长久稳固的东西上面。所以说呢，即便咱没有 win 到这个 genetic lottery， 基因没有这个 好的漂亮天赋，但是你有隐性的天赋啊，对不对？你要用更长的时间去发掘，去运用它呀，可以创造更高的价值啊，让它更长久的承载你人格的厚重啊。所以不要着急给自己归类，想过什么生活过什么生活，不要让这些人为的概念阻碍了自己的自尊心，这是没有必要的，是不是？
Yeah, it doesn't really matter if you're beautiful or ugly, just as long as your life is beautiful and that you work to make your life beautiful and not yourself beautiful.
对了，最后做总结了啊，不管人美人丑都要多读书，这个对自己的收获是很大的。最高阶段的整容人家都说了嘛，就是整理心灵，是吧？好，今天这一期美文就分享到这里，感谢大家的收听，谢谢朱迪老师。
Thank you all for listening. See you next.